Hello?
Yes, Tom, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you all right.
Perfect, perfect. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so very much for asking. Tom, I believe that you had a word with one of my project managers, Steve, regarding the copyrights.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking for the cost of the ESPN numbers.
Yes. So first of all, let me explain you the complete bundle that we're going to provide you, okay? In this bundle, we will help you out to get you the complete copyrights of the manuscript and the book cover design. By any chance, if you're adding any pictures to the manuscript, that is going to be copyrighted under your name as well. Okay? Second thing, your name as an author. The third thing that we're going to provide you is the international standard book numbers, barcode, imprints, and the worldwide recognition on the printable version. So this is a complete bundle that we're going to provide you if you will move forward with our company. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So before initiating with this process, first of all, I would like to know that you're going to use your name as an author or you want to use any pen name?
Yeah, I use the name Jason Hill.
Jason Hill.
That's correct.
Okay, let me spell it out.
My name is the author.
I'm so sorry.
Jason Hill is my author name I've used for all my other books.
All right. So
I've had many books published, so this is a whole new thing to me.
You have done publishing already?
This is my sixth or seventh book, so.
Okay. How was your
experience? Others have been published. And I never had to go through a problem because they always assigned an ISBN number right away, or two of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we are not just providing you the ISBN number. Here we are providing you a complete bundle in which we are doing copyrights as well, and we are putting the worldwide recognition on the printable version as well. So your book is going to be available for multiple countries, not just for one.
Yeah, there's three books on the contract.
Okay. Well, Jason Hill, I got the pen name, and now I need to know the date of birth.
2/11/35, but that's my name. Tom Larson is my real name.
Okay, but you are proceeding with the pen name, Jason Hill, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I have on all my other books, and that's what I used on the air when I was on the radio years ago.
All right, I got it. And the date of birth that you had provided to me is 2/11/35, correct?
That was when I was actually born, yeah. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now
Way from here.
I got it. And
I need to
know the address.
My mailing address?
Yes, where they can ship you the document as well.
Okay, box 6091.
609 and then?
6091, Wakanda, Illinois. Wakonda, Illinois. And the zip is 60084, 6091.
Okay, but is there any street name or anything like that?
Is there what?
Is there any street name?
No, I get all my mail through the post office. I have a physical address, yes, but I don't get mail here.
Okay, so all I just
if you're going to be sending anything through UPS, it can come to my street address.
Okay, so the address that you have provided to me, over there you can receive mails?
That's my post office box, right?
Okay, 6091, Wakanda, Illinois, 600.
6091, Wakanda, Illinois.
And the zip code is 60084?
60084, 6091.
Okay, I got it. All right, Tom.
Okay.
So far, I do have the details. We do have the manuscript and the book cover designing as well. Now let's talk about the costing. There are two types of packages that we provide. First is the yearly subscription, and the second is the lifetime plan. The yearly subscription is going to cost you for $1,250, and if you will move forward with the lifetime plan, that's going to cost you for $2,850.
Okay, what is it? What is this?
I'm saying there are two types of options available for this. First is the yearly subscription, which is for $12.50. And if you will go with the lifetime plan.
Subscription to what? Subscription to what?
Sir, for the complete bundle, for the copyrights, registration, and the worldwide recognition. As I said, that we are not just only providing you the international standard book number, we are providing you multiple things in the package.
Okay.
So.
Okay, are you going to mail me something, or do you want to do it through email, or what?
Well, all you just need to provide me the confirmation, because so far we have all the details from your end. So you need to tell me that you are moving forward with the yearly subscription or with the lifetime plan.
Yeah, the price doesn't affect me too much. You know, it's no big deal.
Okay. Now what you can do is that you can...
Nothing compared to what I've already paid.
I understand that. But you need to understand the value of the bundle as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can let me know if you have any questions or concerns.
No, I just thought I was going to get more out of this than I'm getting, but I can handle that part of it.
Absolutely.
I do have two more books in your files now, so.
Mm-hmm.
My other publishers, I always got all of these services without any cost. You know, there was not...
Yes, but previously, when you have published your book online, how was the selling result?
The results, they're still paying royalties after several years now.
Yes.
Although the first four books were very...
In our package, we are also providing you the worldwide recognition on it as well. Because previously, it was not done.
You what now?
Previously, when you have published a book, it wasn't done. It was not worldwide recognized. The books are only available in the U.S., not in different countries.
Yeah, all right.
But if you will move forward with this package, your new book, which is going to be published online in the future, that is going to be available on multiple countries. So through this way, you're going to see the selling results better.
Okay.
Well, usually we suggest our clients to go with the lifetime plan, because if you will multiply the yearly subscription cost, you're paying even more than that after 2 years.
Okay.
So
$12.50 for a year?
$50 yearly subscription, and $28.50 is the lifetime plan.
Yeah. Well, that's hardly anything compared to all the rest of it. Will that actually get it on the market then, or do I need to go through another publisher for that?
I'm so sorry?
I said, will it actually get into the market and onto Amazon and all those things like my other books are?
Well, it's going to be available on multiple platforms, not just on one platform, neither on one country. It's going to be available worldwide.
Okay.
So from here, you have to make the decision so we can proceed accordingly. Are we moving forward with the yearly subscription, or we are moving forward with the lifetime plan?
We'll do the lifetime, please.
Okay. So what's going to happen is today I'll go ahead and submit the application. The process will take almost around 20 to 25 working days. Steve will be in communication with you, all right? So as soon as the process will be done, he will provide you the confirmation and all of the documents as well.
I'm in contact with them pretty regularly anyhow, because we're working on the second book right now. So.
Yes. So far, the bundle that you have bought earlier with us, the team will proceed forward with that accordingly. There will be no changes to it.
Okay.
Sorry, are you going to use the same card that you have used earlier with us that is ending with 0109?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm sending the confirmation to my finance department. As soon as I receive the confirmation, you will also receive an email from our side along with the confirmation and the paid receipt for your record, okay?
Okay, will that show the payment that I just made today too?
Yes, well, you can let me know.
I
received that
today. I paid $250 today, so I've been trying to reach Steve for a week, but he never got back to me until today, so. And I won't give my full credit card number over the internet. That just isn't going to happen. But he's got all that information. Well, you have that information too, obviously.
Yes. So are we proceeding with that today? It's a yes and no.
Yep.
It's a yes. Okay.
There's just about enough money left on that card right now to cover the $28. It will cover
well, yeah,
it, though.
Yeah, I got the error as well that your card has insufficient funds.
On what?
While we were proceeding with the charge, you receive an error that your card has insufficient funds, so we cannot proceed with this card. Do you have any other card available?
No. There's money there. I know there is. I just verified it through the central. That's my Social Security account.
Okay, so how much balance do you have in this account?
Well, after the $250 is out, I should have another $80 in there.
Okay, but the charge is not for $80, sir. The charge is for $28.50.
Yeah, okay, but I'm saying that I should have $80 available.
Okay, I believe there is a confusion. In your card, you have $80 available, right?
That's correct, yeah.
But the amount for which you charge is $28.50, $2,850.
Oh, whoa. Of course
yes.
Not. No.
Now you got it.
No, I'm not going to go for anything like that.
Okay. That's what I was confirming again and again.
No.
So, for
no,
that,
that'll
are
never
you proceeding with the installment plan or what?
You what?
I'm saying, in order to proceed with this package, are we proceeding with the installment plan?
Well, I'll continue with what I've been doing. I only owe $200 on it now, so.
Okay, Tom, then let's do one thing. Let me compile an email for you. Let me share it with you, all right? You can review it, and then you can get back to me with your response.
Okay.
How about that? Then you will have information in front of you as well for your record.
Okay, yeah, that'll be easier because I can never understand anybody in your office.
Well, I'm so sorry for that.
Sorry about that.
Let me put everything. No, it's all right. It's all right. Let me put everything in writing. Let me share it with you, okay? You can review it, and then by tomorrow or by Monday, I will expect your answer, okay?
All right.
Perfect. Do you have any questions or concerns for me right now?
No, I'm just a little disappointed at this point, but that's my problem, I guess.
Well, that is not. As soon as you...
Because I have worked with other publishers. Yeah, I've worked with other publishers, and I never went through any of this.
As I said, that as soon as you will review the email, you will have a better understanding.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
Okay. Well,
wait,
I'll look forward to your mailing.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. You take good care of yourself, and thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, now I know why the 28 wouldn't go through.
That's what I was confirming, too.
I thought you were talking about $28. You know, that's $2,800 is more than I paid for the whole deal before, for the three books.
Yes, but here we are talking about the sales as well. Here we are talking about the revenue that will generate.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so
okay.
We'll talk soon. Until then, you take good care of yourself, okay?
Okay, you'll hear from me.
No problem. Bye-bye.
On this phone number or?
Well, this is the company's landline.
Okay, yeah. I have California address, phone numbers, and New York addresses, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we
Anyhow.
Have this in different states.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, cell phones can be anywhere anyhow. You don't even know where they are when they call you.
That's fine.
Okay. Hardly anybody deals with landlines anymore except businesses. It's one thing in the world that's a lot cheaper than it used to be, is telephone service. There really is no long distance anymore. You know, I still have friends over in Germany because that's where I was born, but I call Switzerland every once in a while, and it costs me about $2 more than my regular monthly bill.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, I had to call someone in the Netherlands because I lived over there for quite a while. And the call was about 20 minutes, and the bill was $100 and some just for that few minutes.
It's because of
that has really, really gone down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing in life that's cheaper than it used to be. Telephone service is practically nothing compared to what it used to be.
As well, in order to communicate with your friends who are living out of U.S., you can use WhatsApp.
I still dream in Dutch, which is strange. I don't speak German very well, even though that was where I was born, but I still dream in Dutch, and I do email back and forth with Willem Alexander, who is the king over there right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because the reason we got connected is because I used to fly for KLM when I lived in the Netherlands, and he is a current pilot for the KLM, so Royal Dutch Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
The Koninklijke Luchtvaartmaatschappij.
Well, that's
so
fine.
He's very, very down-to-earth people. We knew his grandmother, Queen Juliana, when we lived over there, because she lived in the same town most of the time. And if we'd meet her on the street and call her Your Highness, she'd say, "I'm not Your Highness, I'm your neighbor."
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty nice, you know, the nice people.
Yes, indeed, they are.
Actually, Willem Alexander wasn't even born when we lived over there. Because we lived over there in the 50s.
Well, obviously,
and he was born
in 1935, so maybe you have a lot of exposure.
Yeah. Yep, I've seen the world. I've been everywhere, pretty much. Everywhere except the South Pole and Hawaii, and I don't have any desire to see either one. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
When I flew for KLM, I was on a regular run from Amsterdam to Tokyo, and we made many stops in between, but I also had low seniority, so I used to get calls in the middle of the night to fill in for people going all kinds of places. So I've been to Timbuktu, and I've been to Kathmandu.
Oh,
all
that's
the places
nice.
People only read about. And the North Pole, I've been that far. Well, as far as Spitsbergen, which is as close as you can get on commercial airlines.
Yep, this is what life is all about.
Yep. You have an interesting accent. Where were you from?
Well, I'm from Dubai.
Where?
I'm from Dubai.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever talked to anybody who was from Dubai before.
Oh.
I'm writing a memoir, ghostwriting, for my cardiologist who was from Romania, and very interesting stuff there, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's from right near Transylvanian Mountains, you know, where where all the door rumors came from.
Well, as soon as you will start the new project, do let me know. I will definitely put my input as well.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're on a new project right now.
Okay.
We're working on the second book. We're already into that.
All right. So
but that's all on the initial contract.
Do let me know.
There are three books on the initial contract, so this is only the second one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
All right, sir. It's a pleasure talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you. I'm sorry for the making you
get
called
three or four times,
but
That's completely fine.
You were coming through with half words before. All right. Well, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
No problem, sir. You take good care of yourself.
What was your name again?
Daniel McCain.
Ah, Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you again then. Thank you.
For sure. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.